जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
Yeah. So the question was, willed by whom, directed by whom, this mana, prana, speech, eyes and ear function. The student knows that all these things are inert. He has discriminated and he wants to know what is that factor which propels these indriya, these sense organs of action, organs of perception, mind and intellect, prana. This much he has decided, that these are all inert and there is definitely something other than this which is properly. But what is that other thing? He doesn't know. Therefore he goes to the Guru and asks him this question. Tell me, what is that factor? First, tell me whether it exists or not. Is there anything like that or not? Number two, if it is there, is it dependent or independent? We find all world is dependent on something. It's inert. Another thing, what is its nature? We find the whole world as inert. Its nature must be different from this. What is its nature? So once you ascertain the nature, tell me what is my relationship with that. Then the question comes, who am I? The students want to know all these things. And the teacher answers. Teacher answers, it is Shrutrasya Shrutram. Student was accepting that he will tell some name. But teacher didn't tell any name. Because teacher knows that anything can be described only in five ways. What are those five ways? Naam, Roop, Guna, Kriya and Sambandha. You can describe anything only by five ways. Naam, Roop, Guna or Kriya, Jati, Sambandha. Apply on Brahman. If I ask you to describe a book, you will see the roop form, you will be able to see. You will describe the form. You can describe a thing by name, this is table. You can describe it by kriya or gun. Who is this person? He is an engineer, he is a doctor. Kriya. Then jati, what jati is it? Oh, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra, or by nationality you can say American, Indian, Chinese, brown, black, whatever you want to describe, you can describe. Sambandha, who is he? People know Kumuti, he is Kumudji's husband. Sambandha, you introduce that way. Apply it on the Brahman. Does Brahman has got any form? No. Formless. Since there is no form, can we name him? No name. Does he act any kriya? No, no, he is akarta. He doesn't act. Kriya. Any jati? Arey, wo akela hai, to kahan jati hogi? Do hote tum batate, this is Brahman, this is Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, he is alone. How can he say he has got a jati? Sambandh, again alone. How can I describe within reference to other? You can't describe. So that is why the teacher has said, who is he? No name. Srutrasya srutram manso mano. Very good. One logic is this. Second logic behind this is that we are thinking that eyes are seeing. We think eyes are subject. But the teacher says, no, no, your understanding is wrong. These eyes are also object. Your pranas, your mind, your ear, everything, your walk, these are all object. They are not ultimate subject. That is why he wants to correct us. Our understanding is not correct. We say, eyes are seeing, ears are hearing. No. These are also object. Then in Tapuvan Satkam, we have seen Asabdam, Asparsam, Arupavach, Tatharasam, Nityam, Agandavach. How is that? Asabda. By five organs of perception, you can perceive only five sense objects. And how is it? Asabda is not sound. Asabda. Then Asparsa, there is no form that you can touch. Asparsa. Arup, there is no rup. Aras, no ras, you can't taste. Then Nityam is eternal. Agandha is not Gandha. So Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha negated. He is not Sabda, Sparsa, Rupa, Rasa and Gandha. Very good. Then, but I wanted to touch. I wanted to experience it. How can I do that? Then immediately in third mantra, the teacher says, Na tatra chachu gacchati. You can't see him by your eyes. Na tatra chatru na vag gacchati. You cannot describe by your speech also. Good. Na mano. Mind also cannot go. It's not an emotion. What is the function of mind? Mind can perceive all the emotions. But that is not emotion also. Na vidmaha, na vidma. By intellect, it's not a concept that by intellect you will grab, this is a concept. Pakardo isko, na vidma. Na bijanimaha, yat etat anusishyat. We do not know how to teach you anusishyat. Kaise padhaye nahi malum hai. Very good. But iti susrum purvesham, but we have learned from our teachers. What he has said, anyat eva tad viditah atha avititah adhi. Adhi means is different. Different from known and unknown. My teacher has said me that it's from known and different. Whatever you know is not Brahman. Anything which is known is gross. Avititah. Avititah means which is subtle. Is different from the subtle also. It is neither gross nor subtle. It is neither manifested, it is unmanifested, nor unmanifested. Vidita avidita. Yena stadya vatachire. Then it was taught to us by our teacher in this way. And the same way we will teach you. That means it is not a pratyaksha praman. By direct perception you cannot have it. You cannot have it by anuman praman also. Anuman praman not applicable. Then the third one is agam praman. What is agam praman? By tradition. By tradition, guru sishya parampara, by sabda praman, by Veda, we came to know about this thing. And whatever I have learned, I am telling the same thing. Very good. And that is the factor by which all these instruments are functioning. Since all are inert, that factor has to be sentient. All are finite in this world, that factor has to be infinite. क्या होगा इब अगर फाइनेट होगा तो क्या होगा
लिमिटेड
एनीथिंग लिमिटेड इज अल्प अल्प मीन्स इट इज चेंजिंग एंड पेरिशेबल तो ब्राह्मण मर जाएगा नहीं एक्सेप्ट नॉट एक्सेप्टेबल एंड एवरीथिंग इन द वर्ल्ड इज गिविंग मी सोरो सो ही हैज टू बी डिफरेंट फ्रॉम सोरो दैट इज व्हाई ही इज Ananda Sarupa. everything in this world is asat. Asat means not staying for three periods of time, past, present, future. So he has to be sat. He has to be staying in three periods of time. So what is Brahman? So Brahman is formless, nameless, attributeless, infinite, then independent, birthless, deathless. And who is that? You are that. We have to come up to that. Brahman is not different from me. I am Brahman. Up to this state, we have to come. Very good. Then after that,
yadva chanaya pyuritam,
yadva chanaya pyuritam,
yena va abhyudyate,
yena va abhyudyate,
tadeva brahmatvam vidhi,
tadeva brahmatvam vidhi,
nedam yadidam upasate,
nedam yadidam upasate,
vachanaya pyuditam yena vakyabhyudyate tadeva brahmatvam vidhi nedam yadidam upasate.
Now a sister was there. He was thinking it may be the god which we are worshipping. He was thinking that way. Then this verse comes. This verse is very strong. If you are weak-hearted, you may get a heart attack also. It's a very strong. What it says? It says that yad vacha na abhyutitam. Now, the teacher is going to take each word which was stated in the first mantra, prana, then mana, vacha, chakshu, one by one he will describe. The first he takes up vacha. Yad vacha na abhyuditam. It is not illumined, revealed or described by speech. Na anubhidam. You cannot describe. Why you can't describe?
No form.
Because there is no naam, root, guna, jati, kriya and sambandha. It's not there. So therefore we can't describe. Very good. Then yena vaag abhyudite. Yena vaag. Because of this, the speech can utter these words. Tadev ratan vidhi, tadev, that by which this speech is being empowered, tadev tam vidhi, know that to be Brahman. And na idam yat idam upasate, not this which you are worshipping. So weak hearted people, those who are ritualistic, those who are doing puja, they will be very much upset. Na idam upasate. So Mahatma says that the Keno Upanishad should not be taught in temple at least. Because the whole bhakta will be against you. What are you saying? Whole life we are doing, every Mahatma is saying that he is God, Brahman. Ki puja karo, and you are saying not this which you are upasate, not this is not Brahman. That is why I said, no, weak-hearted people cannot take it. Very strong-hearted people they require. In America, you have seen the roller coasters. 50 foot down, high speed, and then goes up, right, left, in the water. Any person weak-hearted, very difficult to ride. Same is the position when you ride a auto rickshaw in India. Very good. Yad vachana abhiditam. The speech cannot illuminate, speech cannot describe it. Brahman cannot define, cannot be defined by the speech. Why cannot be defined by the speech? So many Mahatmas are realized. Why can't they define? Why can't they define? Because once you reach there, your mind and intellect, you have already transcended. They are no more functioning. You have transcended everything of the world. So these instruments, your organs of perception, mind and intellect is no more available to you. So whosoever have realized is not able to describe. For description, we have to have our organs of perception and mind present. But when you reach there, those things are not there. So nobody can define. What is this speech? This speech includes the speech of all beings, animals and all types of human beings, any language. Everything is empowered by that. Tadeva brahma tad vidhi. Vak is functioning, the speech is functioning because of that. It's a direct statement. We say, I am speaking, this I is that Brahman. Straightway. I am speaking, I is Brahman. You are that. Na idam yat idam upasate. It's not that which we are worshipping. So what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is yad vacha anupiditam. That Brahman can't be illumined by the speech. What is this speech? Here Shankaracharya said, yad chaitanya matra sattakam, whose essence consists of chaitanya alone, matra alone, chaitanya consciousness, whose essence is only chaitanya. That is speech. Vacha. Vacha, he said, Vag iti jihva muladi astasu sthanesu visaktam agneyam varnanam abhivyanjakam karnam. It is karnam. Karnam means it's an instrument. And what is the function? Abhivyanjakam varnanam. It expresses all the alphabets, all the letters. That is its function, darsanam. And who is the deity behind it? Agneyam. Fire is the devta. Fire is the devta of speech. You have studied in your tattva book. How do we understand the fire? Mahatma said, fiery speech. You know, fiery speech. Fire is the devta. Varnanam. And then, vagiti jihva mula ashtra. Adi astasu sthanesu visatta. Shankaracharya is very specific. When you speak from the 8 points. 8 points, yes. Your walk is clinging to 8 localities. What are those 8 localities? It is called jihva mula, root of tongue. Jihva mula, root of tongue. Hriday, chest. Kantha, throat. Murdha, head. Danta, teeth. Nasika, nose. Osht, lips. Talu, palate. These are the 8 points which Shankaracharya says, with the help of this, you are able to utter a word. And who is the presiding deity? Presiding deity is fire. How am I speaking? Let us find out some of the 8 points. You see, pa, pa, ba, ba, ma, ost, keep your lips open and try to speak pa pha ba bha ma without movement of it.
Osthavarna.
These are called Osthavarna. So lip is required. Then ta tha da dha na. The tongue is touching teeth. Without that movement, try to speak ta tha da na. You can't. Then ka kha ga na, kanta. And oo is from throat. So different way we utilize these 8 points to speak. And this can be divided into three kinds. The speech is also of three types. Mith, amith and swar. What is this mith? Mith is regulated in poem. Like in poem you will find each line has got a specific number of letters. Otherwise the chanda will not come. In Gita Anushtup, all pada has got 8 letters. You will check in the Gita. It is all in the Anushtup. Each pada has got 8 letters.
Mitha.
Mitha. Then another is Amit. Amit means not regulated. It's like prose. When you write a sentence, there is no limit that you can have. You have to have 8 letters or 12 or 20. One sentence can be one paragraph itself. Amit. And swara. Swara means musical. So the swar can be of three types also. When we speak, we use 8 points, but Brahman can't be described by these words. Therefore, Shruti said, yad vacha anubhyuditam. By these 8 points, or by the speech, you cannot describe that word. That means the speech, the organ of speech is not Brahman. Statement number one. Organ of speech is not Brahman. And whatever is described by the speech is also not Brahman. How do you say that? Whatever you describe is a finite thing that has got a name, that has got a jati, or a kriya, or a sambandha. In other words, you are describing a finite thing. You are describing only world. Organ of speech is not Brahman. Number one. Number two, whatever you speak, it is all related to the world. By speech, you can describe only naam, roop, gun, jati, sambandh, kriya. Only you can do that much. And these all are related to world only. And the Brahman is different from the world. Can we say ability to speak is Brahman? Can we say ability to speak? No. Ability to speak is also not Brahman. Then what is Brahman? Brahman is that because of which we get the ability to speak. Grasp these 3 points. It's very important because next 3 slokas we will be taking 3 points again and again, again and again. Organ of the speech is not Brahman. Whatever you describe by the organ of speech is also not Brahman, because whatever you describe is a finite thing only. You are describing object, emotions, thought, jagat only. And ability to speak is also not Brahman. Brahman is that by which you get the ability to speak. So, we negate organ, word and ability. Example is very difficult to understand, becoming abstract. Now suppose a villager comes to the city and he asks you, I want to know about the electricity. Tell me what is this electricity. Children will ask you the puzzle. Tell me the city which gives you shock. You will say electricity. Which is the city which gives you shock? Electricity. Good. So now you have to explain to the villager that what is electricity. You can't tell him that it is generated in the powerhouse, it is measured in the amperes and watt and kilowatt. Usko bichare ko kya pata hai? What is this powerhouse? Take him to the dark room, switch on the light. He sees, oh, everywhere it's light, it's a miracle. Now tell me, objects illumined by the light, can you say these objects are electricity? Batao, it's an easy question. Can you say what is electricity? The object illumined is electricity. Can you say that? No. Can you say the light is electricity? No. Can you say the bulb is electricity? No. Can you say the ability of the bulb to illumine is the electricity? No. Then what is that electricity is different from that. From all these three, it is different from that. Apply on the fan. Can you say the fan is electricity? No. Can you say the breeze or the air which is being circulated by the fan is electricity? No. Can you say the ability of the fan to rotate is electricity? No. It is different from that. Apply it on the refrigerator, on your heater, on your geysers, any equipment you take. Electricity is not that. But if you want to still experience it, like karma yoga, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, dhyan yoga, jnana yoga, you want to have a yoga union. Okay.
Electricity yoga.
Electricity yoga. Our Gurudev, Pujya Gurudev used to say electricity yoga. Open the bulb. You used to dramatize. Take a chair, climb on that, take out the bulb from the socket, and then you see there are two pins there. Slowly touch it. You will get the electricity yoga. Can you show electricity? It is subtle, you can't show. Somebody may say it is in the wire. Okay, take out from the wire and show me the electricity. Can you show? No, it is subtle. Same way, you cannot show Brahman. Brahman cannot be brought. Then what is this Brahman? It is said, tadev atma sarupam, tat eva atma sarupam, that alone is your atma, atma sarupam. It's not different from me. Tadev atma sarupam. Brahma niritasaya bhumakhyam brihatvat brahmeti viddhi bijaniya tvam. What is that Brahma niritasaya bhumakhyam? Bhuma means infinite. Another word for Brahman is Bhuma. Why we say Brahman? Yesterday we were discussing in our Tattvabodh class, Brahman. What is Brahman? Is it a name? Is it a noun? No, it's an adjective. And an adjective qualifies a noun. When it qualifies a noun, what happens? Big elephant. Then bigness is restricted to elephant only. We can't think of anything bigger than that. But when that Brahman, which means Brihatvat Brahman, that is the definition given by Shankaracharya, Brihatvat. It's not noun and adjective. When we use Brahman as an adjective, then that means bigness is infinite, big, there is no limit. Brihatvat. So Bhuma Ananta. And where is the Sukha? Sukh is there only in the Bhuma. Alpe Sukham Nasti. Bhuma Vai Sukham. So everybody you have to go for Sukha. If you want Sukh, permanent Sukh, where you have to go? To Brahman. And who is that Brahman? Atma Sarupam, your Atman, not different from you. Atma Sarupam. Very good. Brihatva, big. Bijanihatam, you are that Brahman. I was thinking Brahman was different from me. Brahman is big. I am small. He is infinite. I am finite. He is Sukha Sarupa. I am Dukha Sarupa. He is definitely different from me. No. Go inside. Your Atman is Brahman. Go further deep. You will find that Atman itself is Brahman. It's not different from you. Nedam yadidam upasate idam. Idam means this, whatever you perceive as a this is not Brahman. It's not only restrict yourself to this. Upanishad is not criticizing the Lord Krishna. Upanishad is saying, don't restrict to this. It's not only present in Krishna. There is other word, other than idam is aham. Aham is also Brahman. It is not the Krishna himself is Brahman. The person worshipping is also a Brahman. Realize that. Don't restrict your vision to only the Lord is there in the idol. Upanishad is not criticizing that idol. Upanishad says, it is a representation of Brahman or Lord Krishna, no doubt about that. Idol is also Brahman, but the worshipper is also Brahman. That means don't consider yourself to be different from that. Expand your vision. Therefore, whatever we worship as idam, it's not restricted to that only. It is the worshipper also is Brahman. Aham is also Brahman. When we say I, we mean small I. We consider ourselves as a jiva. That jiva without ego is the capital I also. So you are that Brahman. So we have to understand this stanza under right understanding. It's not a restriction, it's not a criticizing of the murti puja, no. Chalo bhai, I am realized now. I am Brahman, accept it. Kal se puja band. I am Brahman. The Mahatma says, if you can stay in that state that I am Brahman 24 hours, you don't have to do any puja because Brahman is a karta. Right. But at the same time, ab yahan se jaane ke baad, I have to take breakfast. The Brahman is a karta. Brahman don't go for breakfast. So if you take that stand that I am Brahman, then you have to have that bhav for 24 hours. Then no puja, nothing is required. Go on. Otherwise, you have to do all your duty. Don't use it for escaping your duty. I am Brahman, so I will not do this thing. Don't escape your duty. Upanishad will take, after this is mind, then again after that prana and ghan. You sit quietly and try to contemplate on it. Three things I have explained, that the organ of speech is not Brahman. And by speech you have to take all organs of action. That means by hand you cannot grasp Brahman. By legs you cannot reach Brahman. Wherever you reach, that is not Brahman. Whatever you are able to grasp, that is not Brahman. Ability to grasp, ability to reach, that also is not Brahman. And what is that Brahman? Brahman is that by which you get that ability to speak, to walk, to hold. That is Brahman. And it is different from all three. Na idam yat idam upasate. It's not restricted to only what we do, the upasana. It's not the criticism of the idol worship. Plain meaning, it is not that Brahman. But if you go deep down, you will have to expand your vision. Even the worshipper himself is Brahman. Difficult to understand? No, so simple. So these three principles we will be applying on the mind also, on the pranas also, and on the organs of perception also. Organs of perception, prana and mind itself, they are not Brahmana. And whatever they perceive, that also is not Brahman. Their ability to perceive is also not Brahman. Brahman is that which gives that ability to all of them. That is Brahman.
We are supposed to see Brahman everywhere, and then we talk about this, it's not Brahmanism.
No. Rishi is trying to tell, don't restrict to that idol worship only. Brahman is only there, not others are not Brahman. That we know, that the whole world is nothing but Brahman in different names and forms. That is what Rishi is trying to tell us. But our view is only restricted to you. Where is Brahman? Is there only in the idol? So he's saying, no, no. Don't restrict yourself to only that. Even the worshipper himself is also Brahman. So it's not the criticism of idol worshipping. It is the expansion. It is the clarity which the Rishi wants to give. That is why he says, Atma Sarupam, the worshipper also is Brahman. Your Atma is Brahman. Atma and Brahman is one and same. अच्छा मान लो हम चलो एक और चीज देखते हैं. They are two different. If you take for argument's sake, Atma is different from Brahman. चलो फिर जब आत्मा को सत मानते हैं, then Brahman will become असत. If Atma is चित, Brahman is different from Atma, then Brahman will become अचित, इनर्ट. आत्मा ही आनंद स्वरूप, देन ब्रह्मन बिकम निरानंद रूप. कैन यू एक्सेप्ट दैट? नो. देयरफॉर आत्मन इज इक्वल टू ब्रह्मन. Simple argument. If you say Atma is different from Brahman, then Atma is Sat, then Brahman has to be Asat. Atma is Chit, then Brahman has to become Achit. Atma is Ananda Sarup, then Brahman become Nirananda Rupa. That is also not acceptable. The quality of Atman and Brahman is one and same. Both of them are Sat, both of them are Chit, both of them are Ananda Sarup. So why there is a difference? There is no difference. It is one and same. Why we say Atma and Brahman? We say Atma and Brahman, two words we use. When Brahman is conditioned by body, say it is Atman. Atman unconditioned by body, is Brahman. So simple. Only thing you have to know little bit of mathematics. This plus this. Only this much needed.
Brahmacharya, we still make statements like, see Brahman everywhere.
Yeah.
But then we say we cannot see.
Yeah, because you see, in Drigadrishya we come to that. What is five things there? Everywhere you will find.
Asti, Bhati, Priya,
Nama. Rupa. Five things are there. As a ignorant person sees only Nama Rupa. He is not able to see Asti, Bhati, Priya. It is always there. In Tattvabodh, next class will prove that also. It is always there. And for a realized person, Asti, Bhati, Priya comes first, Namrup comes the second. He also seeing the same five things. But the ignorant gives more importance to the Namrup. Asti, Bhati, Priya is behind the Namrup. He is not able to see. And the realized person sees Asti, Bhati, Priya first, Namrup. And many times I have proved Asti Bhati Priya, you are Asti Bhati Priya. Satchit Anand, tell me whether you are existing or not. Are you alive or dead? You are existing, na? So you are Sat. Are you able to hear me, see me? Yes. Chit part, you are that Chit. Have you ever experienced Anand? Yes. Kya doubt that you are Satchitanand? When I am saying you are Satchitanand, why don't you accept it that? I proved you are Satchitanand. Again, problem. That Satchitanand is Brahman. And I am that Brahman. Itni dur tak aana hai. And then you have to establish in that, abide in that, I am that. I am that Atman, I am that Brahman, I am not an Atman. Our present understanding is this, this body is Atma. This is our misunderstanding. This body is not Atma. This body is an Atma, the whole world is an Atma. We are attached to Anatma Vastu. We are attached to our house, our children, our relatives, spouse. Our bank balance, which are all anatma. What we have to do then? Detach. Detach from anatma. And attach to atma. Simple, simple. Chota sa equation. Detach and attach. Only this much we have to do. But detachment means what? Should we renounce everything? Should we give everything to in charity? Should we leave our home, car, or our relations, children? No. Then what is right understanding?
Don't put your happiness on that.
Don't think that they are your source of happiness. That's all. The source of happiness is only one. That is your Atman or Brahman. That is the source of happiness. We are superimposing our happiness on others. That's all. Stop superimposing that. That's all.
Somebody is a smoker.
No, in this world you'll find lot of things. But you fix the goal first. If you think the smoke is giving you happiness, okay, you take the happiness, but don't depend on that smoke, that cigarette, that is the only source of happiness. उसको छुड़ाना है उसका दूसरा तरीका है वी आर एडिक्टेड लाइक द स्मोकर सो दैट इज वाई ना ठाकुर रामकृष्ण देर वॉज वन डिसाइपल गिरीश घोष तो गिरीश घोष यूज टू ही वॉज वेरी गुड एक्टर बट ही यूज टू ड्रिंक एंड एक्ट एट वंस ही वॉज डूइंग ए रोल ऑफ villain and Thakur Ramakrishna was sitting there. He was doing something bad, immoral thing. He took out his chappal and threw off after that. And Girish Ghosh. He immediately took it and kept it on the, his head. To the same Girish Ghosh, Thakur Ramakrishna didn't say you leave drinking. Never. He said, okay, Girish, you want to drink, you drink, but you offer it to the Kali, make it a prasad and then you drink. Two, 3 days he did like that. Then it struck, what I am doing? I am offering this Madira wine and liquor to mother. Am I doing the right thing? No. He left. That is why we always say, na, do all your actions for the happiness of the Lord. If that concept comes in your mind, whether the Lord will be happy by smoking and drinking, no, you will leave it. But forcibly you tell somebody to do it, you will not be able to do it. You have to find out that there is no joy content in any object of the world. That conviction should be very firm. That doesn't mean that you will not have your breakfast, lunch or dinner. So long this body is there, you have to maintain the body. For maintaining the body, you have to eat, drink. You have to sleep also. Don't say that I have become tamoguni. Raat mein roj tamogun aa jata hai. What to do? I want to remain in Sattagun role, right? I will be doing the japa, sitting. No, no, no. So long this body is there, this Sattva, Rajas, Tamagun will be there. They will have this, their functions up and down, that will be always be there. But don't forget your goal number one. Don't engross yourself in the world. Take whatever is required from the world, and start go on moving from toward your goal. Hamara kya ho gaya? We have forgotten the goal. Vahan tak jana hai, we have forgotten. And we are engrossed in the world. Chhoot gaya. Goal bhul gaye that we have to go there. Thakur Ramakrishna used gave a beautiful example to explain this. So there was a master and he had one servant and master had to go to work at 10. So he asked his servant at 7 in the morning, take this money, go to the market, bring the vegetable, cook, serve me because I have to go to office. The boy went with the money and in the bazaar he saw, found one madari playing this monkey. Hota na yo? And the boy got attracted to that. Start see, half an hour gone. Then he realized he had to bring the vegetable, cook and all that. Already it is 10 in the morning. His employer has left for the office. So this boy could not deliver, could not cook. Same is our position. We have to reach that goal. But we are in God. Find out, you just analyze, introspect yourself and see how much time you have given to the world, engrossed in the world, accumulating things of the world which you don't need. We have not balanced our life. We have not balanced. That is why Shankaracharya in Bhajagobindam says, Bhajagobindam, Bhajagobindam, Govindam, Bhaj. Mood, you all are fools. You have forgotten this Bhajagobindam, Bhajagobindam, Govindam, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Jnana Yoga, you have forgotten. Mood. You have not done this thing. Samprapte sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karne. Samprapte. Once you are born, the date of death is also ascertained. Samprapte sannihite kale, when the Lord death will come, you have to go. Nahi nahi rakshati dukrin karne. This grammar, Panini grammar, or your whatever profession you are in is not going to help you. Wait, I am doctor. I will take this life-saving drug. You go away, Yamraj. No. Not going to help you. Kya karna chahiye? Thoda time Bhagwan ke liye dena chahiye. Balance your life. Oh.
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Rubhyo Namah Hari Om.
Shunkaji, one question.
Prashna hai? Dekho, aapka prashna
jo. Go by the literal meaning of verse 4. It says basically Murti Puja is not equal. Don't you do Murti Puja?
No.
This is all this.
No.
Not that.
No. Murti Puja not criticized. Simple word meaning will say Murti Puja criticized. But you have to go deep inside and you have to understand the what they want to say. They want to say it's not that idam only is Brahman, or the idol is restricted, the Brahman is restricted to that murti only. That is criticized. Even the worshipper is also Brahman. Know that. Expand your vision. Not as this only idam chhodke dusra ek word hai aham. Bolte hain aapka dhyan thoda aham par bhi lao. Why are you are engrossed in idam only, Lord is there only in the murti, or Brahman is there only? No, it's everywhere. That is the meaning of this. Keval wahin tak nahi simit raho, idam ko chhodke ek aham word hai, that aham is Brahman also. He also represents Brahman. Don't restrict your view only to that.
That's how some of the religions came out, like Buddhism. No Murti Puja.
Yes.
Arya Samaj. No Murti Puja.
No Murti Puja.
So maybe they took the literal meaning of
maybe,
that.
Maybe they have taken.
If
but
Brahman
that is wrong.
Is everywhere, then Brahman is in Murti also. If Brahman is everywhere, then in Murti also Brahman.
That is why I read that Shankaracharya said, Atma Sarupam. What is that Brahm? That is Atma Sarupam, your own Atman. So don't think that Brahman is different from you somewhere outside. You are that. यहाँ तक तो समझ आ गया कि अच्छा ठीक है, आप कहते हो तो मान लेते हैं कि आत्मा ब्रह्मन है, But to abide in that is a difficult part. And the disturbance are your vasanas. They will take you out, they will throw you out again. Chalo bahar. Next day we will see the definition of mind. Beautiful definition given by Shankaracharya. What is mind?